Hello again. We're coming to you from the trenches. I'm Rita Sand.
I am a programmer. I can make something different show on the screen than what is counted in the results in the background.
There was nothing wrong with the recount in Florida. There was confusion. There was some counties that may have different requirements. But the fact is, that would have been a far better alternative than a Supreme Court who had no business, no legal business whatsoever. That election was stolen by the Supreme Court. Okay?
When they say, well, you're just crazy conspiracy people, you know, it's crazy to think that we should trust the people who continually lie to us.
A forum in Oak Park exposes the hazards of e-voting, coming soon to a polling place near you. But first, a few short indie media stories. Families of the wrongly convicted sponsored a candlelight vigil last Thursday in memory of its founder, May Molina Ortiz, who died in police custody 1 year ago. The vigil was held outside Belmont and Western, near the station where she died. Molina Ortiz and her son Michael Ortiz were arrested for drug possession during a police raid shortly before her death. Police say she died of a heroin overdose, but the family says that the 55-year-old wheelchair-bound grandmother died of medical neglect after their attempts to deliver her prescription medications for various health problems, including diabetes and high blood pressure, were denied. Michael Ortiz, who spent over 10 days in custody, was finally released for lack of evidence. Two lawsuits filed over the incident are still pending, and Chicago police say an ongoing investigation won't be completed until the end of June.
Our courts are rights. Don't give up the fight. Our courts are rights. Don't give up the fight.
About 1,000 demonstrators gathered in Federal Plaza on April 27th to protest right-wing appointments to federal judgeships. The demonstration was just one of over 100 do-it-yourself protests scheduled that day across the country, sponsored by MoveOn.org, and carried out by volunteers at each different location. Fox News was the only mainstream media to cover the event. It is speculated that they were attracted by demonstrators' signs that read, "Right-wing judges only," signs the demonstrators had planned to post outside the federal court in Chicago. Catherine Caparuso led the Chicago protest.
This rally is about fairness. This is about justice. This is about equality. It's about freedom. And it's about protecting our rights. And it's about preventing the Republicans from doing away with a 200-year-old rule so that they can pack the federal courts with right-wing justices. And I happen to be an attorney, and I practice in the federal court, which is right over there. And that's what those signs are for, those right-wing judges only that keep out. We would be in front of there, except they don't really like it when you stand in front of the courthouse. But I know from firsthand experience exactly how important it is to have fair and impartial judges in positions that they hold for their entire lives. Senator Frist says that we're here because we're trying to prevent the confirmation of people of faith. Is that true?
No.
We're here because we want judges that make decisions based on a fair reading of the law, not their own personal biases. We want judges that won't give corporate interests free rein to abuse their workers and pollute the earth. We want judges who will respect the separation of church and state. And we want judges that will respect the right to privacy and liberty and equality.
Last week, a compromise between Democrats and Republicans allowed the first of 10 controversial judicial nominations to be approved. The Doctor, the Depleted Uranium, and the Dying Children was a featured documentary at the recent Citizens Epidemiology Conference at Northwestern University.
Professor Siegfried Horst Günther is on his way to Iraq. The 79-year-old is escorted by Ted Wayman, deputy director of the Uranium Medical Research Center in Toronto, Canada. Two men looking for evidence that depleted uranium, DU ammunition, was used by the ton in the recent Iraq war. They're convinced it's responsible for Gulf War syndrome, which has now undermined the health of hundreds of thousands of soldiers and civilians. Each man has his own reasons for making this trip. Baghdad Gate Number 6. In 2003, tanks clashed here in heavy fighting. Not far from the old city gate, Ted Wayman and Dr. Shakely planned to check the soil for traces of uranium. Only meters away, a refreshment stand.
Yeah, we have a radiation count at this location, which was a site of a tank battle. The tank has been pulled out of here, of about 100 times to 150 times above normal, which is the highest level we've found so far.
What was that?
You know, at that level, it's definitely prohibited. If the area have such a level, it's prohibited from human being, existence.
Depleted uranium, or DU, was just one of the topics covered at the conference. We will have more on the subject on our June program. Until then, for more information, go to traprockpeace.org. Unembedded independent reporter Dar Jamal spoke about conditions in Iraq at the Peace Museum last month. He said child malnutrition rates have almost doubled since the occupation, and that reports placing the number of Iraqi casualties at about 100,000 are too low.
I'm often asked, well, how many people have been killed in Iraq? Because if we look at Iraq body count, we see 16,000 or so. And then if Landsat reported 100,000. And I think both are incorrect, because if we look at the Landsat survey of 98,000, it's too low for a number of reasons. One, they didn't include areas of Iraq where there have been major combat operations. It doesn't include either Siege of Fallujah. It doesn't include Najaf. So there's several thousand people right there, at least 4,000. B, it's out of date. C, it's a study whose baseline, that they're comparing what's happening in the occupation now to a baseline which was the last 2 years of the sanctions. It was 2001 to 2003. So the sanctions, again, a situation where, not even talking about adults, but just in children, there were over 500,000 children died, and that's the baseline for this Landsat survey of 100,000 deaths. So it could be easily argued that this there could very well be over 200,000 deaths in Iraq so far.
Jamal also found problems with the reconstruction of Iraq.
Another aspect of the reconstruction that I've focused pretty intensively on is the water infrastructure. I did a report for Public Citizen about a year ago. They're a watchdog group out of D.C. They mentioned three places that I focused in on in their contract of water treatment plants that they were going to rehabilitate. And these were in Najaf, Hilla, and Diwaniya, three cities just south of Baghdad. And I went there, and the best case scenario, in all of them I spoke with either the head engineer or assistant engineer at each plant. In the best case scenario, one of them said, well, some folks from Bechtel came by, but they just replaced the sand filters here, which didn't in effect produce any more potable water. The other two places, they basically said Bechtel do. One of those was in Najaf. And like most villages in Iraq, even up in the north, it gets between 1 and 3 hours of electricity per day now, far below pre-war levels. And so here, when that electricity's on, water flows up through that pipe. And of course, then it fills the hole with water, and that's one of the village's primary drinking sources. So we have rampant nausea, diarrhea, kidney stones, cholera, other waterborne diseases, and then these folks get to go back into the hospitals. Bechtel has, of course, been paid out in full for their initial contract of $680 million, and they've been awarded contracts totaling $3.8 billion.
You can go to darjamaliraq.com for more information. That's spelled D-A-H-R-J-A-M-A-I-L iraq.com. The clip of Jamal's talk comes courtesy of Mitchell Stepinchik. For breaking indie media headlines in Chicago and around the world, visit our internet address at www.chicago.indiemedia.org. We're coming to you from the trenches.